Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Good day, everyone. Welcome back. Today we are going to talk about the risks of social media and to understand the effects of social media. We're probably going to do it in a 2 or 3-part series. But yes, let's start at the beginning. We have to understand the risks of 21st century children. So the questions that we need to ask ourselves is this: what is the nature of modern childhood? We have to say to each other that children today and the life of modern childhood is so much different than when we grew up. I am in my 40s, so my childhood was much different than children today. When I grew up, one thing that my mom said to me regularly is, go play. She literally chased me out of the house, and me and my brothers and the neighbors, we had to go play. And that is exactly what we did. We knew that we had to go home is when the sun was setting or when the street lights were coming on. Then it was our indication that, listen, you have to go home. Or the mother or the parent of the children that you were playing at, that mother will say, listen, you have to go home. It's dark outside. So that is what we did. We played a lot. We had imagination and we were naughty and we built houses and we played with cars. And this is something that I really do not see in a lot of children today, them lacking this absolute world of fantasy and imagination. And this is also really one of the things that is excessive screen time is robbing children, is having imagination and having a fantasy. But that is something that we will specifically discuss when we talk about gaming addiction. So yes, what is the nature of modern childhood? We can say to each other that a lot have changed. A lot have changed digitally. That's true. But then we also need to ask the next question: what has not changed? There is a lot that have not changed. You know, the Word of God have not changed. The Bible is still truth. Truth will always be truth. Discipline, for example, have not changed. Having a routine have not changed. Children that needs 8 or 9 hours sleep a night have not changed. So yes, we need to discuss that as well, that even though modern childhood is different, there is a lot of things that still stays the same. I do understand that after COVID, a lot have changed. But you know what? It's not COVID anymore. We are years after COVID and we need to reboot to how it was before. So we need also to ask the questions, but how can schools work together with parents, children, and communities? This risk of the digital world, this digital dilemma, is not only the responsibility of the school, for example. It's not only the responsibility of the parents as well. It is something that we need to work together. I was talking with a mother the other day, and her daughter was sending nudes to the boyfriend. And this is something that children unfortunately does a lot. Even though you do not want to realize or think that your child might do it, they unfortunately are doing it a lot. And for children, sending nudes or sending selfies is actually just part of their normal. But nevertheless, this girl was underage and she got caught out, and there was a lot of repercussions for her with regards to this sex texting and sending nudes. And we will discuss in this series of social media the whole subject of sex texting, but not on this episode, but I promise that I will get there. But nonetheless, so this girl's cell phone was taken away as part of her punishment. She's in a high school, quite good high school, and 15 years old, and her mother took her cell phone, like I said, as part of a punishment. And at some stage, this girl came back to her mother saying that, listen, I need my cell phone back because the homework and the information and the worksheets is sending is coming from the school on my WhatsApp. So the schools is sending this information on the WhatsApp groups. And she said, listen, but I need my phone back. So this mother was not happy, obviously, giving her daughter her phone back. So she went to the school and she had a serious conversation with the deputy principal. The deputy principal at that specific school was also the principal who was enforcing the discipline. He was also the head of discipline. And this mother explained to the deputy principals her dilemma, saying that she cannot give back the daughter's phone for various reasons. And also one is that she needs this girl to understand that there is consequences for her actions. So the sad story is that the school said that keeping children safe online and what children are doing online is not the school's responsibility. It is the responsibility of the parents to make sure that the children are safe and they are not involved in any risky behaviors. And then, unfortunately, the school cannot change anything with regards to sending images or sending messages or homework on WhatsApp. So this is also one of the dilemmas that we are facing today. A digital dilemma. And in a lot of schools, we see that where the parents do not want to give children phones or access to WhatsApp, but because of the communication coming from the school sides, the children need to have their phones. So what now? How do we navigate that? So that's why I say that we need to answer this question, how can schools work together with parents, children and communities?
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
That is exactly what we are calling you to do, my family. Good afternoon to you at 33 minutes after 12. That is your time here on Radio Pulpit here on 657 AM. Thank you so much to Ankia Debia. So that podcast, you certainly will be able to locate that. If you follow I Am, you'll find it on their podcast. And you certainly will be able to get it on our podcast page, my family. Absolutely incredible and critical conversation to be had. It's a great teaching, you know, especially a teaching and training consideration for parents in 2024, where technology has become, you know, the point of access, but also the point of very, very sore conversations in the home.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.